Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which offers insights for a clearer awareness of both our dual life force, our inner energetic being and our physical presence, which is necessary for transforming thought patterns and behaviors so we may create a healthier and more prosperous life experience. I am most delighted to welcome Dr. Anders Nielsen, a renowned physics and chemistry researcher at Stanford University and a spiritual teacher and author of The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within. He brings a scientist's approach to the path for transforming oneself and becoming more awakened in the present moment. Hello, Dr. Nielsen.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. I'm very delighted to be in your show today.
And we are delighted to have you here. Anders, as listeners of Healing From Within know, the authors who join me share their experiences and discoveries of the uniqueness of life and our physical world of energy and the possibilities for helping us move forward in a time of great challenge, fear, and change so we can move past the illusion of the physical world and find the personal power available to us within as we learn to know more about ourselves at a much deeper level. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Nielsen, who was born in Stockholm, Sweden, and finished his Master of Engineering degree at the Royal Institute of Technology, and then received his PhD in physics from Uppsala University and also taught there, eventually being invited to UC Berkeley, and in 2000 became professor of photon science at Stanford University. Currently, he is a professor of chemical physics at Stockholm University and splits his time between Sweden and California. Dr. Nielsen will discuss how it is possible to merge science and spirituality to offer a more accurate view of our physical world and the world of energy to explain who we are, where we come from, and to more accurately observe human nature and the universal force of evolution in a more gentle and loving way. Anders, you know, I often begin the show asking my guests to think back to earlier memories from childhood, as I have found in my own life, as well as that of most of the authors I interview, that a sense of their interests, values, and the work they would pursue later on are often evident in their life plan at the beginning. Please tell us something about your beginning.
Yes, I actually have, in the last couple of years, recalled when I was actually a very small boy. I was probably around 5, 6, 7 years old. And I remember I was walking around in the little forest that was just outside our house. And I was thinking about that I was alone in the world to just have an experience and everything. And that all the people around me, my parents, my friends, and some, they were there for me to have an experience. And I had all these very deep thoughts as a small little boy. And of course, I tried to talk with my parents and other people, and they would say, "What are you talking about?" they couldn't connect at all. So I had all these thoughts.
Anders, I think they would call you probably an old soul. And I was much the same way at 3 years old. I remember observing some of the behavior of grown-ups and other children and thinking to myself, they really are not behaving well. And I fell down on the floor and looked up at the sky and said, "Why did you drop me in this place?" Because it was a hard reality. We were ahead of ourselves. We were perhaps remembering much of what we have experienced before we were born into this physical life or this incarnation. And I think there are many sensitives like that. They have a way to be empathic and know things. I am an intuitive healer and medium, though I was not aware of that when I was younger, even though it was there. It was always there. It's just that I tried in a scientific way and in a practical way to go beyond my sensory being to prove things. You know, I had to see it and feel it. I was trained that way. My father was a podiatrist, and as a medical practitioner, expected a great deal from me. And so I performed very, very well in the physical world. But my spiritual sense was not working at its full level during that time. It took a while into my adulthood to begin to understand energy and how to make connections beyond the mind, beyond the ego, beyond the societal belief systems, as I'm sure you had to do the same.
Yes, I mean, I had a period in my life where I switched off all of that aspect, and I can see that there was a purpose of that, because I became a, you know, a scientist and made my PhD, and I believed at that time that if science could improve it, it didn't exist. So I was very much on that pathway, and then I had an opening 20. Probably more close now to 25 years ago, when things suddenly dramatically changed, and I had an opening within myself, and everything changed very rapidly.
What happened?
What happened was that I was in an emotional turmoil. Certain things in my life didn't work, and I was in a mess. I let people walk all over me. People were taking my scientific ideas. I had serious relationship issues, many things, and suddenly I decided that I need to do something. I need to do something with myself, and I was it was very difficult. So I started to go into therapy, and I went to more spiritual therapy, because I had actually lived with someone who was psychotic ill. Well, my fiancée many years earlier, and I didn't want to have anything to do with the, let's say, the traditional medicine. So I went in a different pathway and started meditation, started breath work, and it was like pushing a button on me. Everything has exploded in a few months, and my friends were completely shocked because I changed.
You
I dramatically changed. I became very different, and it was.
you quieted down. You went within and you found a source of peace and calm away from the physical world and those things that were happening to you, the way other people behaved, and they were being guided by their fears and ego and the physical world, and you went into a world that was within yourself, and then you were able to handle the outside world much better. And that's what yoga is all about. That's what transcendental meditation is all about. It's to go within. You know, traditional psychology helps talk about the problems, and that only keeps us in the energy of the problem. But when you go in within yourself, you find a place that knows there is no perfection, and you don't have to be perfect. You just have to find joy and love in this world. And that was the beginning of your gentle way of the heart, as it
Yes.
was for me, as it was for me. And then things didn't bother us anymore. Now, you are, Anders, a preeminent scientist. So you came to embrace spiritual thinking and to write this book. How do you reconcile the spiritual world with the scientific one? I am all about
No.
that, bringing the two together. I'm all about bringing all the religions together, too, into one sense of a universal force of the divine or intelligence or energy. So how did you do it?
For me, it's very natural. I'm actually planning to go out a lot to talk about this now in the future. But for me, it's very natural, because I don't see that spirituality and science is in any conflict or in opposition or anything like that. I see them as complementary. My view is a little bit like this. We are a divine being here on Earth having an experience of a human life. And we are something much more magnificent than what our mind actually tells us. We are an infinite being of divine nature that is just having an extraordinary life here. And so spirituality is really about, for me, to discover who we are. Yes, what you said, you know, the inner being, the love and connection to everything that exists in any form in the universe, or even the non-physical universe.
Absolutely.
But when we look out and are in this physical world, we have the five senses to experience this particular world we have chosen to have a life in. So what science is about is the tools that is given to us, or we have invented them, so to speak, to actually describe and discover a little bit what this physical world is all about. But it's not the tools to actually explain the spirituality. It's never been developed for that, because if you really go into what science is all about, you will discover that nothing can really be proven even in science. You build up a framework based on certain postulates or hypotheses that can never be proven. You only see that they work to describe the physical world. So it's a wonderful tool for us to describe what we as a divine being is experience as the physicality of this life. And so I am just enjoying being a spiritual being and studying this physicality, so to speak, and using my scientific tools. And I'm thrilled by that. And
absolutely.
So they are all connecting.
Yes.
They're all connected.
Absolutely beautifully said. I say to my clients, I am an intuitive Reiki energy practitioner and medium. I embrace the left and right side brain energy of my being, the male and female energy of our physicality and our creative intuition, and facts seek logical and scientific needs as we try to describe our true self. But then there's the true self. There's also the false self, the mind, the ego. But we need to understand the dual nature of our inner spiritual energy and the outside physical world. And in my book, The Living Spirit, I give many practices for merging and utilizing all aspects of our emotional, physical, and spiritual being to live the most complete life experience possible, as you have done in your book, trying to explain to people that we are so much more than we appear to be. And when we come to understand that unique possibility for everything, all that is, and we are part of all that is, our fear and our limitations disappear, and we do live in a state of peace and love and compassion and harmony, and very little in the physical world can disrupt us any longer. You'd agree with that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. But one thing that I think is very important at this particular time, actually it's probably important in all times, but since we are in this moment here now, is that we, all of us, take the responsibility to actually transform ourselves, to become more of our true selves, to transform what I call the false self, and some people call it the ego, or there are many other names, to transform it so we can actually express more love in the world. And that is going to bring the world into a new place. Because as we are currently today, many people are very much focusing on this world as a materialistic world. We have, you know, people want to consume goods. People are very much focused on the materialistic, making money and so on. And we're having a lot of corporation that is controlling the world and so on. So we need to take the step to really do this transformation and discover who we are and express who we are, and that will bring out a more loving and peaceful world. But each of us has to take that responsibility to contribute to the new world by doing this transformation.
And I love that word, responsibility. It's a very important word. And it's also with discipline and inner work, and it's a commitment to be more cooperative and live in a world of cooperation rather than competition and the material gains you were just talking about. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Now, your subtitle states, Discover the Light Within. What is the light within, and how do you discover it, and what are the benefits? Now, this people want to always know, what do I get out of this? What are the benefits to this sense of awareness and knowingness? So,
yeah, I think the light within is a metaphor that, of course, the word light has been used by many mystics and by many, also even it's in the something that even Christ talked about. So the light, I see it as a metaphor of really who you are, which is your divine nature. Mm-hmm. And you can actually see it within. It's not a physical light in the sense that it's something you can measure from the outside, so to speak. It's only something you can experience yourself, and I have experienced often myself to actually seeing it as a light within. I can, for instance, sometimes wake up middle of the night and I need to go to the bathroom, and then it's dark, and when I go to bed, I close my eyes and it's completely light, and open my eyes again, it's dark, and I close my eyes, it's light.
Yes, you know,
it's like this, you can
feel that light within. Now, I'll give you an example. As an intuitive healer, one day I did a session with a man who was not feeling well, and when I put my hands above his solar plexus, I actually felt within myself and saw it, his light being, or he was an elongated spiritual being. And I said to him, you know, you have a very beautiful energy and you are a spiritual person. And he said, well, yes, I used to be very interested, but I've gotten away from it, and I hope to get more towards it again. So yes, we have an aura. We all give off an electrical impulse within our heart and brain and solar plexus, and we also give off an aura. And I remember being at a group meeting one day, and one of the teachers there said, Cheryl, do not cross your arms because you're blocking your energy. And when I opened my arms, one of the girls in the group said, would you look at her aura? So we do have this light, and there are people who can actually see it. And it can be measured, too. There is a Russian type of photography. I believe it's called Kiernan photography.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Yes,
that can measure this emanation that comes from within us. And the more relaxed and beautiful and loving, and the more we let go of our fears, I believe the stronger this force can grow and help us and help others around us, that we can share this energy with them.
So what I consider to be very important is that we can actually discover this within ourselves. It's a warmth that we feel behind, you know, in the chest, and it's a little bit like we open the heart within ourselves. And in my book, I have put out a number of exercises how you can actually go around and discover this, because it's such a beautiful thing to feel that connection within. How you are filled is like your whole body is bathing in this light of love, and you can feel how all your cells are bathing in that light, and it that comes also with it comes also self-healing. When the cells in our body is feeling the love from our divine nature, we have self-healing going on. But for this process to happen, we need to sink in to have a sensation of who we really are. And I often take it as the first step. I call it, we need to sink into what I call beingness. It's a state where we can accept ourselves, where we don't need to do anything, we don't need to be anyone, we can just relax to exist.
Yes.
Where we don't have any thoughts, we don't need to have any emotions, we can just exist. And it's the most natural thing we can do, because to exist, there is no effort with it. And still, it's
And
hard.
Anders, to exist, there is no failure, nor is there a need for
No.
perfection in the beingness without worries of the past or present. We do ex access this true state of life and living, which is aligned to universal source and creativity and functions, and we can function in a state of peace, acceptance, and surrendering to any condition of human reality. Yes, that is the way that we wish people listening to begin to think that they do have this personal power, this gentle way of the heart. It is the living spirit within them, and the most important message of the gentle way of the heart, I believe, is that we love others and ourselves in unity every moment of the day. Can you tell us something more about the single most important message of the gentle way of the heart?
It comes actually with the gentle way, what I call it, the gentle way. It is an approach to spirituality and to life and how you interact both with yourself and others, and that is to be gentle and kind. When we are gentle and kind, we bring out our true self. We are gentle and kind without having any hidden agenda. We don't want to be gentle and kind to create a favor for someone to give back to us in the future. We are gentle and kind because that is our fundamental nature, to be a loving being. And the first thing we have to do is to be gentle and kind to ourselves, because we
First,
can never
yes.
be gentle and kind to others unless we are that to ourselves.
So how is your message the same or different from the major religions such as Christianity, Judaism, Islam, or Buddhism?
It's actually the same. In my book, I connect in each chapter all the fundamental concepts that it actually was the same thing. I make a connection to three spiritual masters, Jesus Christ, Buddha, and Lao Tzu. And these three, I'm more familiar with these three than to both Judaism or Islam, but I believe the core of all of these religions are all the same. And it's all about to bring forward, the interconnectedness with everything that exists and also within ourselves. And when we remove barriers to others and to ourselves, we also actually then we experience love, because that is love. That is when we are all connected.
I agree. You know, all religions stress that we must love ourselves and love our neighbors as we love
Yes.
ourselves, and they stress acceptance and giving service to every living thing. They express the creative expression of soul or connection to the divine or God or universal source, whichever word they use, and to create beauty in the arts, music, writing, drawing, design, architecture, to be inspired from that higher level of life or universal life. And to be quite honest with you, I think all religions have the same message, and if we put them all together, we'd realize there's one source of being, and we are part of that source of being, and the friction in the world, and the wars, and all the problems that we're experiencing at such a high level now would dissipate. And we would be in a better state of living. I know you agree with that.
Yes, I do. I do, and I think that it's when it comes to religion, it's so important that people who are more practicing religion, I'm more someone, and I think you too, is someone more thinking in terms of spirituality as a freedom, not to be locked
right.
in into a particular religion. But even for people who want to practice a religion because they feel more, a little bit safe by guided by a religion, it's very important to drop all the outer attributes in a religion and really go into the core and really look about what is the important message in the core. So if you take Christianity, that message you can say is love, and that actually was what Jesus Christ was teaching. And I think it's just the same thing as Buddha was teaching. Maybe he's coming more using the word oneness instead,
yes.
but it's actually the same thing.
They were all talking about oneness and unity and connection to each other. And you know, I see all the spiritual teachers of the past as one voice, as you and I today are one voice for cooperation and working together, using our spiritual gifts and being in a state of peace and harmony. And they all had the same message, that we're just trying to help others to remember. We have to look past the physical world, which distracts us, to get back and do the inner work that brings us so much joy and that light that emanates from us, which helps us and helps everybody else around us. I want to thank you, Dr. Anders Nielsen, author of The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within for Your Life, for your lifetime search for truth and awareness of the greatest wisdom ever known to man, and that is that we are the sparks and divine, energetic, eternal force of creation, and within us are the remnants of history, the past and future, and the possibilities for our continued exploration of self and the universe. For more information and to purchase this sensitive and accurate way to develop your best awareness of life, go to gentleway.me.
Yes, gentleway.me.
In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, it becomes evident once again that we are all born with the spiritual gifts we need to maneuver and thrive in a physical world of opportunities for rediscovering our true human and, more importantly, our divine nature. We have discussed transforming fear so we may awaken to the realities of our life and our inner sense. And in regard to this, Dr. Nielsen wrote, "Fear is showing us where we have made barriers that prevent us from expanding our awareness and love. When we become intimate with and embrace fear in our heart, it transforms and becomes our ally. The practice of the gentle way of the heart means that we accept the experience of life without judgment and recognize that whatever happens, our true self is always okay, even if life takes a challenging turn. The goal is not to experience perfection, but to surrender to whatever circumstances appear by connecting to the light within and seeing the outside world or false self as an illusionary reality. As we are the light and connected to all, we have no need to take anything personally, no need to fear, but to allow, accept, and surrender to the beauty of our true selves and to share goodness and kindness with others. Anders and I would wish you to find any and all means and tools to appreciate your inner divine sense of intuition and your personal power to align to universal source, so you may find the gift of life to be a vehicle for health, prosperity, ultimate truth, wisdom, and for love and peace, and ground yourself in simply being. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read and listen to information on energy healing, mediumship, psychic development, healing, and to discover more about the real reason we choose our life experiences and how to maximize our personal potential for success. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you very much.